As we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Simchas Yontif, we go back to a concept that we discussed in our first shiur. As we mentioned in that shiur, this is a concept that's spoken about a lot in the Sefer Me'adim V'Zmanim, in Chelek Zayin Sim Kufyud Aleph, Kufyud Beis, Kufyud Gimel, Kufyud Dalet, that the purpose of the Simcha on Yontif, and therefore the different vehicles that the halacha discusses as the way to be mekayim mitzvah simchas yontif, is to try to have a simcha that combines ruchnius and gashmius. And in fact, he quotes a vart from the Brisk Rav, that the Brisk Rav says, the pasuk says, negila v'nismecha bach. What is pshat negila v'nismecha bach? Negila v'nismecha bach means that the simcha has to be a simcha that's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any other simcha is not nagila v'nismecha bach. And therefore, it's very understandable, particularly the opinion of Tosfos that we quoted in Masechta Ma'id Katan, that Tosfos says that b'zman hazeh, we really can't be mekayim mitzvah simcha, because we don't have kabbonis. So the obvious question in understanding Tosfos is the question that is probably the question that's bothering the Rambam. That the Rambam tells us that we can be mekayim mitzvah simcha bezman hazeh, as the Shagas Aryeh explains the opinion of the Rambam. Why does Tosfos agree? Because Tosfos says, yes, there are ways of people having simcha bezman hazeh. But all of those ways of having simcha bezman hazeh are methods that are pure gashmius. And that's not the simcha that was intended for Yontif. The simcha that was intended for Yontif is a simcha that combines ruchnius and gashmius. And therefore, it's understandable why nowadays we don't, says Tosfos, have that type of simcha. The Rambam obviously is of the opinion, and that's why we could understand why the Rambam focuses on drinking wine. And the Gemara speaks about Yayin Yoshon. The Rambam doesn't speak about Yayin Yoshon. The reason is that the Rambam is teaching us that the main point of the Yayin is to bring about Simcha. So in those days, where they were much more common that people drank wine, they had to drink Yayin Yoshin to achieve Simcha. Bezman hazeh, people don't drink so much wine, and any Yayin will bring Simcha. But it's specifically Yayin. Why? Because Yayin causes a person to be happy. And that's the entire point of the Simchas Yontif, to try to get to a degree where a person is besimcha. And that's why he explains that, as we discussed in our shiurim in Masechta Ma'id Katan, it seems that it's the opinion of almost all paiskim that one is obligated to drink wine on every day of Yontif. We discussed earlier in our shiur, because the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif is not limited to the first day and the last day of Yontif. It applies to everyone, every day of Yontif, including Chol HaMoed. Yet, he says, we find that many people don't drink wine every day of Yontif. And the reason is, he says, because the main point of Bezman Hazeh, according to the Rambam, is to have Simcha. But if wine doesn't bring you Simcha, then there's no point in forcing yourself to drink wine. And then he says a very interesting point. He says, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, says that the only basar that creates simcha is meat that's within 2 days of Shechita. And the question is, we don't see that nowadays anybody's going to dafka go buy meat for Yontif that was specifically slaughtered within the last 2 days. Why? If the point of eating basar is to have simcha, and the Gemara says that a simcha of basar is achieved when it's slaughtered within the last 2 days, so shouldn't we go look for that kind of basar? But, just like by wine, he says, where the entire point of drinking the wine is just to come to a level of simcha, so too, the point of eating basar is to come to simcha. If nowadays we don't really appreciate and understand the difference between meat that was slaughtered within the last 2 days, or if it wasn't slaughtered within the last 2 days, we have freezers and we don't get meat that quickly, so it doesn't make a difference. And therefore, we could any meat would be awesome. And he says there's actually a chumra based on this, because one could suggest that the issa to eat meat during the 9 days is only on that quality meat that we just described. Yeah, we know that we're not allowed to eat any meat during the 9 days. And the answer, he explains, is quite simple. In those days, that quality meat meant meat that was slaughtered within the last 2 days. And any other meat was not considered quality meat. So during the 9 days, the only meat that we're not allowed to eat is quality meat. But Bizman Hazeh, where there is to us no difference between that meat, that the meat that was slaughtered within 2 days or wasn't, and we know that during the 9 days we're not allowed to eat meat, so it makes no difference if it was meat that was slaughtered within the last 2 days or not. And therefore, he suggests that one can be Yotze Mitzvah Simchas Yontif with poultry, particularly if it's an individual who enjoys poultry more than enjoys beef. If the entire point of eating the meat is for Simchas Yontif, so you should eat what you enjoy. He also discusses if Simcha is only accomplished through eating basar, why is there no obligation to eat basar at a wedding, where the whole point of a wedding is to be besimcha? So he says there's a very big difference between a wedding and yontif. Yontif, each one of us have an obligation to be besimcha. And since each one of us has an obligation to be besimcha, and we're learning that the way simcha is accomplished is through eating basar, so each one of us has an obligation to eat basar. By suda snusuin, it's not that every person attending the wedding has to be besimcha. The wedding has to be an atmosphere of simcha. Therefore, even though there's a person attending the wedding, he doesn't have to personally be besimcha. But on the other hand, he says that even though normally the sheer achila is always kezayis, here the sheer achila is a kebeya. Because he says there are two types of eating. When does it mitzvah to eat? Because the Torah says you have to eat something. You have to eat matzah. So the sheer is a kebeya, kezayis. We know what a kezayis is a different discussion. But you have to eat a kezayis. Here it's not a din that you're the mitzvah to eat and you fulfill your mitzvah with a kezayis. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha. And just with a kezayis, a person will not reach that level of simcha. And therefore, he says that when we discussed previously, are women obligated in the chiv of Simchas Yontif, or they're not obligated in the Simchas Yontif, that discussion, he says, is only regarding the different acts that have been identified as to create an environment of simcha. But that they should have the obligation to have simcha in their heart, that's what Yontif is all about. And since that's what Yontif is all about, so they're obligated to do whatever would create simcha. And that's how he explains why we discussed in a previous shiur that the Gemara Masechta Moed Katan says that a simchas yontif is doicha avelus. And we asked, if Simchas Yontov is not a Doraisa, how is it able to be Doicha Avelus? But according to what we discussed at the end of the previous year, that on the first night of Yontif, the Shari Tshuva that we just quoted here in Simen Tov Kof Chof Tes, says that there are many that hold that there is no Chiv Simchas Yontif on the first night. So, if somebody, Rechman al Tzlan, lo yaleinu lo yaleichem, is an oval on the first night of Yontif, he should have to be an oval. There's no Simchas Yontif. The answer is, when we say that there is no Simchas Yontov on the first night, it means the acts that Chazal taught us we have to do for Simchas Yontov, that doesn't have to be done on the first night. But the feeling in the heart that one has on Yontov, that feeling of Simcha, certainly applies on the first night of Yontov as it does on the other nights as well. And therefore, the Hallel of Yontif takes on an entire different understanding. The Ramban says that Hallel on Yontif, the mitzvah to say Hallel on Yontif, is a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, or he says it's included in the Chiyuv of Simcha that we have in Yontif, as the Pasuk says, Ubiyoim simchaschem ubimayadechem uburoshe chachechem vesakatem vechatsoitris. The point of singing is to come to a level of simcha. And on the contrary, the mitzvah of simcha that's accomplished with hallel actually represents the perfect paradigm of what Simchas Yontif is supposed to be all about. Because Simchas Yontov is supposed to represent a combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius. When one is singing, and he enjoys the singing, so he has a Gashmius feeling, and he's singing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Ruchnius element here. That is the perfect connection of Ruchnius and Gashmius. And that's what he says, and we quoted this in a previous year as well, that even though the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mashal that discusses that he discourages davening to be too long on Yontif, it should not go too long because it will interfere with the Chetzil Hashem and the Chetzil Lachem. But in a situation that says the Mayadim Vizmanim, where we have a Gishmaka davening, so the davening has in it both a component of Lashem and has in it a component of Lochem, so then there's no problem. Daven that type of davening as much as you want. And that's why he explains, we could understand the difference, and we know the Rambam paskens this way, the difference between the Chiyuv of Hallel on Yontif versus the Chiyuv Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. When we know that according to the Rambam, on Rosh Chodesh, we don't make a brach on the Hallel. On Yontif, we do make a bracha before we recite Hallel. The difference is, on Yontif, this recitation of Hallel is a representation of the mitzvah Simcha. And since it's a representation of mitzvah Simcha, and the mitzvah Simcha on Yontif is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and I was thinking that it's very geschmack, because the Rambam is that man d'omer that holds, as we keep on quoting the Shagas Aryeh, who holds that Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And if we're saying now that saying Hallel is a fulfillment of that mitzvah, so now we can understand what the Rambam says. For Hallel on Yontif, you're supposed to make a bracha, because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah Simchas Yontif. On Rosh Chodesh, however, saying Hallel is only a minig, and it's well known, the opinion of the Rambam, that something which is only a minig, we don't make a bracha on. And that's why we don't make a bracha, according to the Rambam, on the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh. However, if that's what Simcha is all about, so we could understand another Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Chanukah, describes how they said Hallel. And it was a very much a collaborative situation where about Tefillah said the word Hallelujah and everybody answered Hallelujah. Everybody was involved together in the singing. As the Gemara Masech, the Soita, Daf Laman Amud Beis actually teaches us, happened when Klal Yisrael said the Shira. The Rebbe Kiva says in that Gemara, the Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ashir Lashem, and everybody responded, Ashir Lashem. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ki Go Go, and they said, Ashir Lashem. The reason is because Hallel represents that all of us are combining together to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have Simchas Yontif. So if only the Baal Tefillah is going to be saying the Hallel and not everyone else, then we will have a problem of Simchas. Then we will have a problem that the Hallel isn't accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, that it's supposed to accomplish the Simchas Yontif. And therefore, everybody should participate and enjoy the singing of the Hallel. He also quotes a very interesting chiddush from the Stipler. He says that we know that because of Simchas Yontif, certainly men who are mechuyev in Simchas Yontif have to wash and eat bread. We discussed in the previous year with Lecha Mishnah. And we also discussed certainly one who's chayev in Simchas Yontif is chai, if he skipped Yalav Yavai, then he has to repeat the benching. But the Stipler says a very bechiddush. He says, let's say somebody came home, made kiddush, and ate some mezonos. And then he said a bracha achrona, and he properly mentioned the yontif. And then he eats, and washes, and eats bread, and doesn't say Yalav Yavai. It could well be that he already was mekayim mitzvah simchas yontif by eating that cake, and making the alamichya where he said yontif, and he wouldn't have to repeat the benching. It's a very big chiddush. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kof Chof Tes continues in Sif Beis. V'chayiv l'hachal ager l'yosem v'lamona im sharaniyim. A person has to not only think about himself, he has to think about other people when he thinks about Simchas Yontif. And it's based on the Pasuk, V'alevi, V'ager, V'ayosim. And the Paiskim say, that B'zman HaZeh, where we don't have Kohanim and Levim doing the Avodah, one of the proper ways of actually fulfilling this halacha is by supporting L'Kavod Yontif, L'Kavod Yontif Talmidei Chachamim. And especially as we know that Vizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim, the Kohanim and Levim were the Torah leaders of Klal Yisrael. Nowadays it is our Talmidei Chachamim who are in that category, and therefore we have the obligation to support them as Yontif comes. But we still didn't answer the question, why is that part of the Simchas Yontif, supporting those who don't have? But according to the explanations that we've been giving, it's quite understandable. Because as we've been learning, the point of Simchas Yontif is to combine the Ruchnius and the Gashmius. So if somebody is just going to eat and have a wonderful meal on Yontif, and drink wine, and eat meat, and do all the halachas, do everything that we've been discussing in our shiurim, but that in no way indicates that he's really trying to do a Simchas Yontif. He's trying to have a good time. And how's he having a good time? By eating enjoyable foods, good food, together with his family. How do we show, specifically, Bizman HaZeh, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, that this person's intention really is a ruchnistic intention? The way it's shown, Bizman HaZeh, is by a person inviting those that can't have and doing what Hashem wants us to do, to think about other people. That shows that this person's intention is to be Mekayim Mitzvah Hashem, which is the true intent of Simchas Yontif.